Hi, I'm here with Darren and Nathan from Stimulant, an interactive design agency that's here at Mix. And you guys just got done keynoting something on Silverlight. So I want to ask you a little bit about that. But first, tell me a little bit about what you guys do and what your company does. So let's start with you.
Thanks, Josh. So Stimulant is we're a firm based out of San Francisco. And basically what we do is we build digital experiences for uncommon devices and contexts. And what that generally means is everything from mobile to big multi-touch walls to basically computing in areas where you wouldn't normally expect to see a computer.
Okay, cool. And how about you, Nathan?
I'm the design director for Stimulant. And one of the things that we like about playing in that world is creating computing experiences that really surprise and delight the user in ways that are neither work nor play, but experiences that happen in places that are neither work nor play and have that element of interaction that is really surprising and engaging.
Okay, cool. So we're going to get to a really cool example of that soon. One thing people might not know about you is you guys are the two that did the awesome North Face kiosk that's, you know, in North Face stores, the whole 3D WPF-based thing. And also you mentioned large multi-touch. So
right.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so last year for the D5 conference, we ended up building the UI for the world's largest multi-touch wall, at least at that time, which was a fully WPF-based piece. It was 16 feet wide by 8 feet high, and it basically let people browse through real-time streams of photos and videos, RSS feeds for the D5 conference.
Wow, cool. So next, I want to talk about this amazing app that you just got done showing in the Mix keynote. So this mobile Silverlight-based app that does this social networking on a mobile phone. So can you show us that app and talk a little bit about what it does?
Yeah, absolutely. Nathan, you want to give a little background on what we got?
Sure. So what we wanted to build is an application that puts the social back in social networking. So we developed a real-time mobile-based gestural and touchscreen UI-powered user experience that plays in Silverlight for Windows Mobile 6. So what it basically allows you to do is keep a group of friends always updated on your mood and your location and where you're headed. So if you're coordinating with people for a night out on the town, you can not only always keep yourself updated in terms of your mood and your position, but also you can contribute user-generated content in terms of pictures, video, as well as real-time ratings of venues, which can then be aggregated and looked at predictively. So someone can be out on the town and say, hey, this venue here is kind of hopping now. Is it going to cool off or is it going to get really, really hopping in the next couple of hours? So it allows people to kind of plan their evenings around a group of people.
Cool. So it sounds like kind of the holy grail of mobile social apps. So does it work? Let's see. Let's see how it looks.
Let's check this out. So here our app is called Mixer. So we basically built a version specifically around Mix 08. So this is Venetian and Mix centric. So what we're looking at here, this is the Mixer status screen, which is kind of like my personal dashboard. And as we mentioned, the app is basically based off of your mood at any given point in time. That we think that that's what drives what people want to do. So if I'm feeling mellow, I hit mellow and I can see that the app tints itself to match my mood. And then when I want to go out and I want to find my friends, this is going to bring up a list of all of the venues here in the Venetian. So I can start clicking through, looking for some of my friends. And here you can see now I've got four friends over at the V-Bar. So now we can drill into the V-Bar, and I can see exactly which of my friends are there. I can get a better idea for what the V-Bar is all about.
Cool, and those little pictures there are your friends?
Yep, those are my friends. You know, and I can actually go into this, and I can look at some video footage. So we're just, using the video features directly on the phone. Nice full-screen image. And then when I've decided that that's what I want to do, I can hit on my way, and that updates my status in the system so that everyone, all my other friends, can, when they look me up, they say, oh, Darren's headed to V-Bar. Cool. I know what his deal is.
So, I would imagine that building something like this with a runtime that's, basically version 0, hasn't even shipped yet, and based on a mobile form factor that's, you know, got all these challenges, you didn't have a keyboard there or anything, had to be really challenging. So can you talk a little bit about how you did the design process and, you know, how you created this app?
Well, I think it's an interesting thing to mention that I think one of the reasons we formed Stimulant is that we've got so much experience with touchscreen-based UIs like the North Face kiosk and the multi-touch piece. We've got a lot of experience with odd devices as well. So this was sort of the everything kind of funneled into this piece. You know, yeah. Everything that we've done in the past just sort of, oh, my God, yeah. You know, this is what we've been waiting for. So, I mean, we want to talk a little bit about the process that we
sure.
use for developing on the phone.
So, you know, we have an interesting process where it's iterative, but it's also highly, highly parallel. Yeah. So we do information architecture and interaction design in Visio.
Okay,
and
cool.
Then, of course, we make the transfer from Visio into the expression design and expression blend suite of tools for the actual visual design and final interaction and motion design. But the interesting thing about our process is that we do visual design and information design in parallel. So what that allows us to do is get to a place where we can start prototyping very, very early with wireframes. And we have our process structured in such a way that when we start to get into visual design,
the skinning visuals just come in as they come in. Yeah.
Exactly. Skinning takes almost no time, which allows us to respond really, really quickly to client feedback, to evolving needs, to any technical constraints we might run across.
So is this ability to keep the visuals separate from the wireframe, you know, kind of develop the wireframe separate from the visuals, is that an ability that's, you know, really built into the tools, or did you have to do some kind of custom tooling yourselves to be able to handle that?
This is absolutely built into the tools. And, you know, when we started, a couple of years ago with the North Face piece, that whole workflow was still pretty bumpy, you know, back when it was in the Sparkle days. But now they've really realized the dream of being able to work with, you know, limited assets. So we can basically start development as soon as wireframes are finished and come up with a working prototype that has no visuals whatsoever and start debugging and QAing the app, you know, doing unit tests, and then go in and skin once the visual design is approved. So we basically got this beautiful parallel path where we're now, you know, significantly more efficient.
Wow.
Because we can be developing at the same time we're doing visual design, and it's not like in the past where you had to finish all that stuff, then throw it over the wall, then hope nothing changed.
Great.
So it's really a live process.
So I have to ask, if I'm allowed to ask this, you know, you're working with pre-release software and, you know, on these small devices and so on. How long did this project take you to do?
This was a 6-week project, end to end.
Wow.
And I have to say, yeah, this is pre-release software. I think we maybe ran into 2 bugs.
Wow.
I mean, this is really, really stable for early software. I mean, this is probably the most stable, pre-alpha release we've ever worked on. You know, we were working with pre-release WPF bits and all the like. This is really, really solid.
That's really awesome, especially for 6 weeks worth of work. So, if people want to find out more about this application, about, you know, how your company works, where should they go for more info?
They can find us online at stimulant.io. And the company that we built this in partnership with, the Step Change Group in Portland, Oregon, they're online at www.stepchangegroup.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Josh.